The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Practices in our meditation tradition or our mindfulness tradition is to relax. And to remember to relax. But not to relax like you're in the couch as a couch potato. There's a way of sitting in meditation and sitting upright, sitting with some dignity even. But within that posture of uprightness, to let the body relax deeply. And there's conventional relaxation. You know, if you feel tense kind of from some daily life things, and that's nice to relax that. But there's also deeper and deeper layers of relaxation, beginning with the body. And that is, there are subtle ways that some of us will hold tension in our muscles. There's very small little jerks, little tightening up that goes on. And it can be as subtle as how we hold the eyes when we sit and meditate. Some people are so familiar, so habituated to looking, orienting themselves through the world by through their eyes, that even when they meditate, they are kind of using their eyes or engaging their eyes to see, to look. And so that tension that can be relaxed. There can be subtle tension in the jaws and area around the nose or the mouth. This, of course, the shoulders, but also down the shoulder blades and the front of the chest, and even down the arms and the forearms and even to the hands, there can be very subtle tightening up that goes on there. And so just slightest little kind of sometimes thought, thinking that might be involve some kind of tension or concern or anxiety, or sometimes the slightest focus of attention of the mind. Focusing the attention of the mind sometimes itself can translate into subtle tightening someplace in the system. It can be down in the belly. It's a very common place where there's holding and tension is in the belly. And to soften the belly, to relax it. And then down into the pelvic cavity in the groin area. It can be subtle holding and tension. Some of it's chronic, that you can focus on relaxing, letting go, kind of releasing to gravity. And down the thighs and the lower legs, I discovered subtle tension holding in the top of my thighs when my back went out on retreat. And I focused, in order to survive the retreat, or at least survive the meditation periods, I had to, without damaging myself, I had to put a lot of effort on staying relaxed in the whole lower kind of the waist area, and to relax around my waist and the sides of my, and also I discovered that if I relax the tops of my thighs, it would relieve some of that tightening or pressure in my lower back, because I guess when they tighten up here, there's muscles or tendons that travel up from here up into the spine, and so I kind of started to discover there were subtle holdings that went on. And many years ago, I took a yoga class where the instruction was to let your muscles fall away from the bones. And I don't know if they'd actually fall away, but that image of them falling away helped me, kind of that idea of just like really. And then in addition to that, I have the idea that they're falling away and falling into the skin, like the skin is like this balloon, and the muscles are like the air that fills the balloon. So the muscles just kind of fall out and kind of are received by the skin, are held by the skin, supported by the skin, so they don't have to work so much to do this work of holding. And by focusing and becoming very sensitive and attuned to the subtle tensions that we carry in our body, we learn a lot about ourselves. We learn a lot about how we use our attention, a lot of what goes on when we think, when we're concerned with something. And it's also a corrective, because but as the body, as these subtle tensions begin to relax, it's the mental tensions also relax. It's hard to maintain some of the mental holding patterns if the body, the correlated kind of tension, the body kind of is not engaged as well. And some people might think that belly relaxing is, you know, maybe that's kind of kindergarten meditation. And, you know, that there's really much more important things to be done. Maybe it's true, but the more important things can get that can be done are better done in the body that's relaxed. I think that for me, a relaxed body is a body that trusts. And you trust that somehow there's an inner wisdom, inner knowing, inner unfolding that can happen. It's not all up to you to make it all happen. And so there's something about relaxing deeply, right? You know, deep in the marrow and deep in this, you know, deep down inside, that allows something to happen, to awaken, to open up, to unfold, to heal, to show itself, that might not happen so easily if we're tense or tight or contracted. Kind of interferes, both physically interferes with that, but also because of, again, the connection between the mind and the body, the mental tension that goes along with the physical tension also kind of interferes with this deeper stuff. And so to trust that your deep inner life, to let go and relax in some deep way. So, I don't know what the Pali word is, but the Buddha, I put, usually in English when this word, the Buddha's instructions for relax are translated into English, they use the word tranquilize. So the mental formations are tranquilized, the body is tranquilized, made tranquil. And, but you know, in conventional English we say relax. So this morning, maybe as you sit here and also when you walk, maybe it's a nice day to kind of focus on, in a loving way, kind way, kind of gently tuning in to the places of holding and tension as you walk. And, you know, if you pick up, if you go get a tea or go to the bathroom or do anything at all, is there any extra tension in what you do? And are there ways of not having tension or tightening, contraction in your body to relax and to soften? And I think it works, you know, that exploration can work best in the sittings. Maybe the next sitting when you come back, sit here and really maybe scan through your body systematically and kind of explore your body and see where is there holding, where is there tension? And can you begin to tranquilize it, soften it, relax it? And see what that does to you, to soften these subtle tensions of the body. So thank you.